At Family Dollar, you'll find more ways to save, like digital smart coupons, including our Saturday Savings Pass, all in our app. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this special Thanksgiving edition of the League Wraparound. This is the show that gives you your scores and your highlights and anything you need to know about what's going on in the National Football League. As I mentioned earlier, we give you this is your Thanksgiving edition of the League Wraparound, so we hope you've had the time to check out the games, also eat some turkey, also some mashed potatoes and gravy, also some stuffing. Some of you like cornbread dressing or, you know, whatever you like, your cranberry sauce, your green peas, maybe your green bean casserole, your broccoli casserole, and of course you have to have your desserts with your pumpkin pie or your sweet potato pie or even your pecan pie or whatever it is, man. We hope that you enjoyed your Thanksgiving with your loved ones. You had plenty to eat and watch plenty of football, and certainly there was a lot of great football games on this Thanksgiving. Let's get to the nightcap with the Minnesota Vikings going up against the New England Patriots in a thrilling game. Minnesota would win 33-26. For the Minnesota Vikings, quarterback Kirk Cousins completed 30 out of 37 passes for 299 yards, three touchdown passes, and an interception. Justin Jefferson had 9 catches for 139 yards and a touchdown. Adam Thielen had 9 catches for 61 yards and a touchdown. On the losing end for New England, quarterback Mac Jones completed 28 out of 39 passes for 382 yards and two touchdown passes. Devontae Parker had 4 catches for 80 yards. Nelson Aguilar had 6 catches for 65 yards and a touchdown. And Hunter Henry had 3 catches for 63 yards and a touchdown. Once again, the final score in the nightcap of the Thanksgiving schedule in the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings beat the New England Patriots 33-26. The Dallas Cowboys took on the New York Giants in the late afternoon game. Dallas would beat their NFC East rival 28-20. For Dallas, quarterback Dak Prescott completed 21 out of 30 passes for 261 yards, two touchdown passes, and two interceptions. Ezekiel Elliott had 16 carries for 92 yards and a rushing touchdown. Tony Pollard had 18 carries for 60 yards. CeeDee Lamb had 6 catches for 106 yards. Dalton Schultz had 4 catches for 31 yards and 2 touchdowns. On the defensive side, Micah Parsons recorded 2 sacks, and Dorrance Armstrong Jr. recorded a sack. And on the losing end for the Giants, quarterback Daniel Jones completed 21 out of 35 passes for 228 yards and a touchdown pass. And Saquon Barkley had 11 carries for 39 yards and a rushing touchdown. Once again, the final score, the Dallas Cowboys 28, the New York Giants 20. And finally, in the early game on the Thanksgiving schedule, the Buffalo Bills squared off against the Detroit Lions. What a game it was between these two teams. Buffalo would win 28-25. Kicker Tyler Bass kicked the game-winning field goal for Buffalo. In the meantime, quarterback Josh Allen completed 24 out of 42 passes for 253 yards, two touchdown passes, and an interception. And he had 10 carries for 78 yards and a rushing touchdown. Isaiah McKenzie had 6 catches for 96 yards and a touchdown. Stephon Diggs had 8 catches for 77 yards. And on the defensive side, Daquan Jones and Ed Oliver recorded a sack. And also on the losing end for Detroit, Jared Goff completed 23 out of 37 passes for 240 yards and two touchdown passes. Once again, the final score, the Buffalo Bills beat the Detroit Lions 28-25. And those were your scores from the Thanksgiving schedule in the NFL. One note to pass along to to you in, involving this Buffalo and Detroit game, Von Miller would leave the game in the first half after suffering a knee injury. Right now, the latest reports are that cautiously optimistic that the injury is not season ending and he will have an MRI on the injury. So, man, losing Von Miller at such a pivotal time in the year as we're in the second half of the season, that would be huge. But just a kind of a little bit of a glimmer of hope is that Von is cautiously optimistic. And because if you watch that game, the injury looked pretty serious in the beginning. But now from reports from the Bills, they're saying that they're cautiously optimistic that it's not season ending. But again, Von Miller suffered a knee injury in the second, in the first half of the Bills Lions game, and that he's going to have his MRI real soon. And just a couple of more tidbits to pass along about the day that was on Thanksgiving Day. Dallas and the Giants. The Giants started off the game really strong, but once Dallas took over, like late in the second quarter, I mean, it was full steam ahead for Dallas. Dak Prescott looked good. Tony Pollard looked good. Ezekiel Elliott was really sharp out there. Of course, the defensive side with Micah Parsons and Dorrance Armstrong Jr. looked really good. Dalton Schultz looked solid at the tight end position. But CeeDee Lamb, this may have been his breakout game. This is the game where it's like, okay, CeeDee Lamb, we know that he has the talent, but it looks like he has really stepped into his own as a premier NFL wide receiver. Again, against the Giants, 6 catches for 106 yards. I mean, if you watch this game today, you would see that CeeDee Lamb, he showed up and showed out, and he just dismantled the Giants secondary. And Dallas appears to be heading into the right direction right now. Again, Dak is playing well. He played well after throwing 2 interceptions. He got things together, and he's starting to get into his groove. The running game for Dallas has really been wonders for the offense, for Dallas's offense this year, with the combination of Ezekiel Elliott and an emerging star in Tony Pollard. And, of course, defensively, Micah Parsons, Dorrance Armstrong Jr. What can you say about those guys, especially Micah Parsons, who has a strong chance to win the League Defensive Player of the Year award? So that's just kind of some of my takeaways from that Giants-Cowboys game. And I just want to kind of go back to Buffalo and Detroit game. As far as takeaways are concerned from this game, again, the last-minute drive with Josh Allen hooking up with his main target, Stephon Diggs, getting Buffalo in the field goal range, making key plays, and that's why you have premier quarterbacks in the league like a Josh Allen. You put Josh Allen in the same arena with the Patrick Mahomes, with the Aaron Rodgers. And the list goes on. And Josh Allen just proves why he is just a master at work and why he definitely earned that massive contract extension. Of course, Stephon Diggs got his deal a few years back, and he's proven why he's one of the more durable wide receivers in the NFL. So that was another takeaway that I got from Buffalo and Detroit. And some takeaways from the New England and Minnesota game. Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in the NFL. I'm just going to say that right now. Justin Jefferson has only been in the NFL for 3 years now, but Justin Jefferson has been like a highlight reel. Dominique Wilkins, who played in the NBA, was known as the human highlight film. But if there's a current human highlight film, it would be Justin Jefferson. Every catch is on a sports highlight or some type of highlight reel or some type of YouTube video or in a social media video, whatever it is. But Justin Jefferson, man, just did wonders for the Vikings defense in this Thanksgiving game against the New England Patriots. Kirk Cousins played an effective game in this Thanksgiving game against the Patriots. Started off slow, but similar to Dak Prescott, he got going as the drives, as the game continued. And Adam Thielen, people talk about Justin Jefferson, but people shouldn't forget about Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen is no pushover. He is still a wide receiver in the NFL. He's a perfect complement to the dynamic playmaker that is Justin Jefferson. So, again, some of my takeaways were from Minnesota, of course, was Justin Jefferson, also Adam Thielen playing a nice game, and Kirk Cousins. Yeah, we know his record is below 500 career-wise, primetime games, but hey, Kirk got it done tonight. And if you listen, if you watch that game in the post-game interview, he said, he told Melissa Stark that he loves playing in Thanksgiving games. He said it's just for something about Thanksgiving. He just loves playing in those games. He does well playing in Thanksgiving games. And he played well against New England, of course, getting help from his teammates, the likes of Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen. Of course, defensively, Minnesota made stops when they needed it the most. Harrison Smith was the team's leading tackler. Also, they had some key sacks in this game as well. They made plays when they had to, and Minnesota stepped up to the challenge. And Minnesota needed this game because last Sunday, losing miserably to the Dallas Cowboys, this was a win that Minnesota needed. And, you know, it showed that they wanted to be on the field. In their performance, it showed that they wanted to be on that field and they wanted to get this win, beat New England, get it over with, and move on to their next opponent. And that's how it is, and that's how they handle their business. So, again, in the Thanksgiving games, the final scores were the Minnesota Vikings 33, the New England Patriots 26, the Dallas Cowboys 28, the New York Giants 20, and the Buffalo Bills 28, and the Detroit Lions 25. And those are your Thanksgiving games. Hope you enjoyed watching them. They were some great games. I hope you enjoyed the time with your family, eating food and having your cranberry sauce and your stuffing or your dressing or your turkey or ham or any of your favorite desserts. And again, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And from all of us, again, I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope you had a safe and a happy holiday. And until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson saying so long. And you've been listening to The League Wraparound.
It's an old-fashioned Griswold family Christmas at Raising Cane's.
There it is.
Celebrate with chicken fingers and cane sauce, crispy crinkle-cut fries, and garlicky buttered Texas toast. Hap, hap, happy Christmas from Raising Cane's and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. One love.
It's here. Peloton's best offer of the season. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton tread. Choose from accessories like a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, yoga blocks, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. Hurry! Peloton's best offer of the season is here, but not for long. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Limited time offer cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/holiday. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/holiday. That's Bartesian.com/holiday for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/holiday.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old-fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/holiday. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now.
only at bartesian.com/holiday. That's bartesian.com/holiday for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at bartesian.com/holiday.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.